Well, first of all, the thinking of this government baffles the logic of any intelligent person. The incident Chikapwasha is talking about is when this president from Chad was in Zambia 1 month ago. Why did this government ask for an apology when I issued that statement at that time? Why should they come and ask for an apology 1 month later? Do you see any logic in it? And what's their worry? What's their biggest worry? Because when I made the statements 1 month ago, when this man sneaked in the country, and the State House was there, Chikapwasha was there, and nobody bothered to try and clarify the situation or ask me to say, no, it's not true. State House did not deny. Foreign Affairs up to now have not denied. So what is there to apologize for?
But Honorable Sata, they are saying that it has been what you call a culture where you seem to dislike the president so much that you will spread falsehood about the president and anything associated with him.
Everything Chikapwasha is saying, or everything this government is saying, they should have said them 1 month ago. It would have carried more sense. In any civilized society, and any intelligent minister of information, you react when the thing has happened. Why didn't he react some 1 month ago? Why is he reacting now? Why is he reacting in arrears?
Well,
he was reacting in arrears. I'm not going to be a scapegoat. They are using the one man opposition political parties, they used B.Y. Mwila, they used the Honorable Sagiva's Court, and now Chikapwasha himself. What is so special? What is so special? How much pressure are they? Probably they are going under pressure from Chad, because I can't see the reason why they should come and demand for an apology now.
Does that mean that allowing 1 month to pass washes away the truth concerning whether the Chadian president sneaked into the country or not?
The point is, in any civilized society, any leader of any country, what is he sneaking in the country for? What is there to hide? Me, as an ordinary person, I can sneak in America, but for a head of state to sneak in a country, it baffles any logic.
Well,
it will baff anybody, President Obama, to sneak in some country. What is he hiding?
Supporters of the ruling party are saying that you are making such what they call outrageous statement against the head of state to score cheap political points ahead of next year's election. Is that the case?
What I'm trying to say is what I've said is wrong. There are plenty of laws in this country with which I can be prosecuted. And the point is, if there is any logic in what this government is saying, why come and react 1 month later? That's my simple question I'm asking you. Why come and react 1 month later? Why didn't they react there and then?
Some people are raising questions about the fact that does the president do anything at all that meets your standard in ruling Zambia as an elected president?
What I'm trying to say is, Rupia Banda is the fourth president and is not going to turn Zambia into his personal property. If we are a guest of any head of state, the prime minister or otherwise, we don't mind about ministers and the MPs. The country should be accorded the knowledge to say, we are hosting a head of state from a different country. That's what is expected from all the foreign affairs and everything and all the protocols. And if the president sneaks in the country quietly and sneaks out without us knowing, there are more questions than answers.
In any case, Lieutenant Chikapwasha is saying that you have become somewhat the de facto or the spokesman of the Post newspaper. Are you the spokesman of the Post newspaper in Zambia?
Well, the point is, you can't trust the Chikapwasha to start with. The man is a coward. The man, when he was commander of the Air Force, he ran away when there was an attempted coup. So you can't trust a person of that nature who deserts his country in time of crisis. And he continues behaving the same way. If Chikapwasha wants us to respect him, why didn't he react? Why did he not react 12 months ago or 1 month ago when I made the statement? If you can trust Chikapwasha, why didn't he react 1 month ago when I made the statement? Why is he reacting in arrears? And he expects people to believe him that he's a honest person. He's just a liability. He is more of a liability to President Banda than anything else. Because if he was a proper Minister of Information, he should have informed the world to say Mr. Sata was lying at that particular 1 month ago, not now.